Welcome back to the Yearly Fantasy Challenge podcast powered by Auto Prime. I'm Javi Gancedo, your host. Unfortunately, my co-host Frankie Sachs cannot be available. He'll be back next week. But this week, we have a very special guest, Fenerbahce Beko Istanbul playmaker Nick Alethes. How are you, man?
How are you, my man? Good to see you.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the season a little bit. You come off a double week. You also got a big, really important win in the Turkish League. Things are rolling, not just for the team, but also for you. You're playing really well lately.
You know, the team's going good. You know, guys are playing good basketball. It's always important to come off a double week with two wins. And we lost one against Valencia, a tough one on the road, but they've been playing very good basketball. And, you know, for me, I just trying to do the little things that I can do to help the team. And, you know, and I've been playing okay.
People usually play better in the second season in the same team. That seems to be your case, right? I mean, you're adjusted to the city, to the club, and everything rolls.
Yes, you know, you get used to your teammates. You know where, especially as a point guard, you know what to expect from them. And, you know, you have a good chemistry with the guys that last year, let's say, you didn't know so well, and they're newcomers, and I was new. So it's getting easier to play with the guys, and it always helps.
All right. Well, we're getting in touch with you because we have, I guess you're familiar with this game, the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge, that has been in the EuroLeague for 20 years. It's our fantasy game, but I'm not doing very well. I'm having problems, man.
I'm surprised, man. Your basketball knowledge is pretty solid.
I usually do well, but this year I'm like 25,000. You can see my team now on the screen, and I mean, I'm picking the right.
You're not picking the right guys, huh?
Yeah. So I need some help. So I was wondering if you can help me.
I got you. I'll do my best. I'll do my best.
The thing is that this week, for the first time ever in 20 years, we have unlimited trading in the middle of the season. So I've got to make the most out of it, man. And I mean, I can trade everybody and I can start over. And I wanted to ask you about, if you can give me just some tips about guards, forwards, and centers. Let's start with the guards. Should I pick any particular guard?
I mean, you got me on the roster?
I have nobody in the roster right now.
You know, man, you know, you don't even put your, you know, your good friend on the roster. You know, I'm just kidding.
No. All right, so Let's do it. What the hell?
I don't know how much the points are worth. I don't know how it all works that much, but
you know, I have 100 credits of and you are 10.9 credits, and you've been playing well. I mean, if you're gonna be nearing triple doubles every week, then everybody will have you.
Know, let's see. Let's go with for guard.
I'm gonna pick you. I think we'll see.
And then you can trade me if I do bad. You know, you can trade me.
Yeah. We have three trades per week in regular weeks, but this week, like I said, it's unlimited. Forwards, I was thinking. Okay, the best two forwards right now in the game are Chima Moneke and Toko Shengelia. I think both are playing well.
Good basketball. I think you got to look at the matchups, to be honest, of who each team plays against.
True. Moneke plays Panathinaikos.
I think
without Papapetru, they're kind of short at forwards. Papapetru,
Dino is coming back from injury. I think that could be a good one for sure.
And then Shengeli is playing well also because it's not just matchups, but the fact that, unfortunately, Achille Palomara is out.
Yes. So he's going to get some. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Let's go. I think Moneke is good. It's a good pickup for sure. I'm looking at the teams who they play against. Moneke could be a good one. I agree.
All right. And then at center, I mean, if you go expensive, then we'll have to see about the backup players, which will be very cheap. But of course, the most expensive centers are Milutinov and Lesort. They're playing really well.
I'm thinking Tavares. Is he healthy?
He's healthy. He played relatively well this weekend, and they're gonna play Barca now. So,
or Motley, Jonathan Motley. He had a big game last game. How much does he cost?
12.9. But do you think Motley is gonna do well against Ibaka? That's an issue.
Tough one. You're right. It's gonna be a tough and it'd be a tough game. I'm thinking. Is Barcelona Madrid game, huh?
Yeah, in Madrid. So maybe Tavares would be a good choice because he hasn't been playing well, but this is his opportunity to actually prove that he's the best center in the league, like everybody thinks, right?
Yes. So, I'm thinking Tavares.
Okay.
Put Tavares.
Let's go to Tavares. Let's go with the coach. I like it to this. I think I mean you come off a double week with back to back wins, but his nine credits and nine credits for a coach is a lot. I was thinking of going cheaper, and I have two options, and I'm gonna pick whatever you said, which is I'm gonna go for Luca Banchi of Virtus playing against Asvel in Lyon.
That's a good one. I go with that one right there.
All right, no, you don't want to hear the other one.
I don't even want to hear the other one. I think you know he's they're playing very good basketball. They, you know, I think you go with that. A team that's struggling a little bit. They just, you know, got rid of Coach Parker. So I think Virtus Bologna coach would be a good one.
Okay. We have to think then backup players. And backup players, we need to think it through because we don't have much credits. We have 41 credits for six players. That's not a lot of credits.
How much is Nigel Hayes-Davis?
Nigel Hayes-Davis went down on value because, but he's still expensive. He's 11.3 credits.
Okay, he's expensive, huh?
Yeah. The thing is that I need to put six players, and I have 41 credits. Like the average is like seven now, so I'm gonna go for very cheap guys because I have Tavares. So I'm thinking of a cheap center. What I have cheap, let's say six credits or less. I have Jaime Pradilla of Valencia. They play against Argeris. I have everything else is a good. Let me go up to seven. I can put Birutis for seven. Birutis is a good choice, I think.
Yes, it might be a good choice for seven.
For that money, you have also Balsa Koprivica, the big guy in Partizan, but they play Red Star. So
that's a tough game.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Birutis, I think.
Go with Birutis. Yes, I agree.
And then, the good thing is that in guards, you have a lot of good options for very little money. You can put Larentzakis. You can put Di Bartolomeo. Also for six credits, and you can put this guy from Valencia Basket, Josep Puerto, who had a terrific game the other day.
Puerto Mayo had a big game against Panathinaikos. Maybe you should put him on. Maybe he's going to keep getting more minutes, and you know, especially with Baldwin out.
All right. I was going to ask you, do you play any kind of fantasy games, not just the yearly fantasy, but do you play any other fantasy games?
I do NFL. American Football League. I have with my friends a group, and the loser has to do loser of the group has to do some crazy thing that we say at the end of the season. Like, you know, I think last year we did, like, he wore like a, I don't know what it was, like a costume or something around, you know, I don't, you know, we do crazy things. So I do NFL fantasy. Okay.
Well, you'd like to know that the overall winner of the fantasy challenge gets a VIP trip to next year's Final Four. Not this year, I mean, not 2024, but 2025, whatever it is. He's going to go VIP for four VIP nights, two VIP tickets. He's going to be treated like a superstar over there.
That's big time. Anybody can join. Anybody can play in it.
Anybody can play. So, but now it's a little bit too late because anybody who started the season, they have a significant advantage over the others. But
yes.
All right. Well, forwards. I'm going to put a really cheap forward because that way I can put a couple of better players. And I'm going to put the cheapest forward there is. I mean, the minimum is four credits. And the only player who gets playing time with four credits is Jan Wimber, Niklas Wimber of Bayern. They're going to play against you. I don't think he's going to have a great game. But it's okay if you discard one player.
Yes. You get him cheap. Why not? You know, four credits.
So now I have money for a guard and a forward. The thing is that I have very two good forwards. I trust Moneke and Sangelia.
Okay.
There's no need to go for a big one. So I'm going to spend big on the guard. I have...
How many credits you have left?
19.5. I'm going to give you options. Anybody from, for instance, Keenan Evans could be a choice. La Provitola could be a choice. Darius Thompson plays Olympiacos on the road. Tecolo plays Virtus at home.
Maybe Lapro. Lapro always has a big game against Madrid.
Really? All right. Well, yeah, true. I mean, and he's been unbelievable. That's for sure.
Yeah. He's been playing against his former team. Lapro could be a good choice. Give me other choices. You got Decolo. Who else?
I have Darius Thompson. I have Chris Jones. I have Kostas Lucas. I have Keenan Evans against Valencia at home.
Keenan Evans could be a good one, too.
I'd like to put Wilbeck in, but maybe Wilbeck in and you, it's a little bit risky, you know?
Could be. Just depends on, I mean, if you, you know, the credits, you get points more, or is everything count as like one? How does it work?
It counts the PIR.
PIR is the main deal. Okay.
There are two more options that I like. I mean, I like Evans. I like Lapro. But there's Bildoza also against Baskonia, who is his former team, and they play at home.
Yes.
And we have World Cup also. But World Cup is not a great scorer, but he gets steals, he gets assists, he can do this and that.
Who does Olympiacos play?
Efes at home.
That could be a good one.
All right.
It could be a good one. Let's do World Cup.
Okay, I'll pick World Cup since you
asked. Plays a lot. Plays like 38 minutes a game, so he'll get you a lot of stats.
That gives me decent money for the forward. 8 credits. I can get anybody from Olinde to Grigonis to John Brown to, let me see, Adam Hanga, Butkevicius. One of these would be. I like Grigonis, but he hasn't been playing really well.
Yes.
I like Monga, but he comes off a horrible game in Palau Lograna.
Maybe Grigonis. Grigonis has been playing well.
Okay. If you say, all right, well, that's that should be it. So we're going to go with, so you know, we're going to go with you and Moneke, Shengelia, Grigonis, and Tavares. Okay. Plus World Cup, Birutis, Wimber, Puerto, and Di Bartolomeo. Yeah, sounds good. Let's see good if you help him. I mean, I'll let you know.
If you're doing that bad, I can't be that worse, right?
All right. You never know. I'm gonna ask you for a small favor. Let's see. One for Fantasy Challenge managers who will be watching the game.
Okay.
If you hit a 3-pointer, can you do something special in your first 3-point shot? Like I don't know, bump your chest once or something like that?
I'll go like this.
Okay. Like this?
I'll go like this, yep.
Perfect. So that people know that you've been following and
for the fantasy, yeah.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We'll see. I'll let you know how it goes. I mean, the team looks pretty good, and you cannot do possibly worse than me. I've been horrible this season, man. It's killing me, really.
It just started, so you bounce back, bounce back.
Yeah, we have what, 30 more rounds? Yeah,
a lot of games left. So you'll pick it up.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Nick. Best of luck during the season. Maybe we'll check out. I mean, we'll check back with you at some point during the season, if you don't mind.
Okay, perfect.
And like I said, good luck, not just against Bayern, but against everybody else. All right.
Thank you. Good luck to everyone doing the fantasy, and hope to see you in the Final Four.
All right. And guys, thank you very much for watching. Enjoy the Turkish and Euro League games. We have two derbies this week, Partizan against Vesta and Madrid against Barca. Should be good ones, but all games are going to be, every game matters. So take care and see you next week. Bye.
Have a good one.